fullness, food. You ever went to an all-you-can-eat buffet and you eat so much food, you're like, oh, I can't stuff another bite. Christ wants to stuff you with his word. Listen, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Jesus Christ is the word. We need to eat the word.
Welcome to Christ Coliseum Church Radio. Today, pastor and Bible teacher Joseph Sailors is going to continue his study through the book of John. And today we'll be in chapter 1, covering verses 15 through 18, where Pastor Joseph will discuss what it means to be a witness for Christ. John describes how we as Christians are witnesses for Christ, and the question is asked, should we be silent or be the light through our actions? We as believers need to go the extra mile for others and display the characteristics of Christ.
So we talked about John last week, and we talked about the deity of Christ and how important it was, and how important it was as a believer to be a witness to the world. And how do we become witnesses to the world, church? It's by studying the Bible, number one, so that we can give an answer for when people ask us about this hope in Jesus Christ. And we talked about last week where in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, not a God. Some Bibles say a God, and that's where the mix-up is. So as believers, we got to be careful, man. It's very important, church. And that's why we talked about being the witness and going the extra mile for one another, and being the light and setting the example and being the witness. And it was important, man, because as believers, we have to be ready in season and out, man. Are we being the light of the world? Are we being the example that Jesus called us to be? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you come. We ask for your Holy Spirit to take over this time today, Father, as we join in unity and in fellowship and koinonia with one another for you, Jesus. Once again, it's all about you, Father, and it's all about understanding your love in our life, Father. And it's about putting on your love, Father, so that people can see your love in us. Lord, it's important because we thank you for this, that you died for us, and that we can be children of you, Lord, and be examples of you. So, Father, we ask that your Spirit come today, Father, and teach us your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So why don't you grab your Bibles to John chapter 1. And we left off last week talking about the deity. We talked about key concepts, man. And that was setting the example, the Christ-like example, like it says in James. It says to be doers of the word, not only hearers. When a man looks in the mirror, he observes his natural face and he forgets what he observes. Church, we can't forget what we observed. We can't just wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and then forget about what Christ has done for us. And you're thinking, man, don't guilt trip me. I'm not guilt tripping you, man. I'm just telling you that as believers, we need to think about others. Church, we need to serve others. Amen, amen. So we got to, you know, we got to be careful, church. But we talked last week about the deity. And I just want to run through this real quick. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, where God said, let us make man in our image. And according to our likeness, man. I see the Trinity already set up where Christ is already coming into the picture. Amen. I see Jesus already working in the Father, already working in Jesus. The Hebrew phrase Elohim, that word is the deity concept of, it's plural, Elohim. So it's, then God said, let us, he's referring to plural, Elohim is a plural masculine. See, the I in Elohim is the plural masculine, which means man, but then it's more than one man. It's it's basically the I is the Yud, and M is the Mem. So you're saying it's ending, the ending is plural. So basically, we have the plural ending and shows the deity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And so it's amazing to see God beholding His glory already to come. And as we study the Word of God, we study chapter John, verse 1, and we ended in verse 15, but we want to kind of go back really quick and read here where it says, and listen up, church. And we talked about the rejection of Christ. Some people are rejecting Christ because they don't understand the deity. How can we witness if we believers don't understand the deity? And so verse 14 says, 1 John, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And we talked about the grace and the truth and the mercy of Jesus Christ. We did. It was awesome. But we go on and talk about verse 15. It says, John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, this was He who I, capital I, Ani, said, He who comes after me is preferred before me. We see it. We see Jesus was born after John the Baptist. If you see that in Luke chapter 1, verse 36, and began His ministry later than John the Baptist. Yet John the Baptist said Jesus was before him, meaning that Jesus' existence from eternity, from past, was the key. And He proved it. And as a witness for Christ, we need to put on Christ, church. But this message isn't about us, man. It's about others. And the theology is a persuasive argument for the deity of Jesus. But it concentrates, listen, on presenting Jesus as the Word, that is God, who became a man and dwelt among us, man, a perfect human being, showing the miracles that can only be attributed to God Himself. And Jesus calls Himself the bread of life. Church, miracles, we're miracles if we put our trust in God and allow Him to work in us. And that's what we're going to talk about. Are we allowing Christ to display His public ministry in our personal life? That's number one. Note takers. Are we allowing Christ to spiritually help us wash the feet of others? What do you mean? I want to get into that. Listen, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Luke chapter 10, verse 25. And I want to talk about how important this is. And yeah, it's the parable of the Good Samaritan. Church, are we becoming Samaritans? Are we becoming true good Samaritans for the Lord? Listen, Luke chapter 10, it's amazing. And verse 25 says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested Him. It's pretty brave, man. You'd have to have a lot of, I think only a lawyer could pull that one off. Nothing wrong with lawyers, I'm just saying. You know, smart guys here, but we can't test God. God's going to show them. Listen. He said, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, I'm not saying today's message is about if you don't help someone, you're not going to heaven. No, that's not what I'm saying. He said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Oh man, number one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. even if their dog won't stop yerping and chirping and barking all night long. I mean, there are some neighbors you gotta talk to them. But at the end of the day, you gotta love them. But listen, verse 28 says, and he said to him, you have answered rightly, do this and you will live, right? Now watch this. Verse 29 says, but he wanting to justify himself said to Jesus, wanting to justify himself. Here's the catch, church. He wanted to justify himself. And he said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he fell among thieves. So he got robbed. And they stripped him of his clothing and wounded him. And departed him, leaving him half dead. Man, this guy's beat down on the ground, rolling around. He got beat up, stole his money, stole his stuff, and left him for dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down the road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Church, is your neighbor hungry? Are you passing by your neighbor? Listen. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at that place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. Even Jesus said, I will have compassion whom I'll have compassion on. Verse 34 says, so he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. You know, the oil he was using to anoint him. He's trying to anoint the guy, man, putting the oil on him. And he was soothing the wounds, and the wine was used to disinfect the diseases that could cause an infection and etc. But listen, it came to pass, check this out, you guys. Then he sent him on his own animal. Listen. And check this out. And he brought him to an inn, a hotel, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? Verse 37 says, the 2 denarii that the Samaritan, if he paid a typical rate of the 1/12 of a denarius a day, that would have been about 24 days, man. So he put him up for a month. But he said, listen, verse 37, and he said, he who showed mercy on him? Listen, 36, so which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. We are called, church, to show mercy on people. Mercy. Because Christ desires mercy. John bore witness of him, and he cried out, saying, this was he who comes after me. And he basically was saying, John was used by God. In Genesis, it talks about he was the forerunner, but he was used by God. And as a believer, we must show ourselves approved before Christ. We can't be stuck in our past. We can't be bombarded by things and cares of the world. Church, we got to put on Christ. And how do we do it? I'm not saying go out and spend all your money on the poor. I mean, if you have it, do it. If you can't, don't. But we must put Christ first, then others next, then ourselves last. I have a motto. It's Christ first. Listen. Family, because your immediate family is your ministry. Others, then yourself. It's about others, church. We need to be the light. Christ wants us to be the light. We need to allow him in us completely so we can live in him. He lives in us. We need to understand that He desires mercy, love, and we can be used by God so much when we submit to Him on our own, church, on our own, free, willing. It's not about, oh man, I got to wake up today and put on some love of Christ. No, man, we got to willingly get in the Word, be obedient to Christ, and love others. And when we do that, listen, when we do that, God shows us the good feeling that we have as being believers, how much easier it feels. I know we don't go off feelings, but it's easier following Christ when we're givers. It's better to give than to receive, church. Honestly, it is. And it feels good. God doesn't want some person that, oh man, I gotta give this bum some money. Ugh. No, He wants, take it back. God says, take it back. I don't want it. He doesn't want it. He says, I want someone that gives joyfully out of their heart, abundantly out of their hearts. We need, church, to put on the characteristics of Christ. And one of those characteristics is mercy. The other one is love. The other one is compassion. And the other one is showing our gratitude and our love for one another. And so we need to show His mercy. And John was pretty much, it was all planned out so that God could be glorified. It's that simple, church. It really is. But we have to understand that it doesn't, you know, we can't force ourselves. It has to come natural. And so verse 16 says that. It says that. And it's important, church. Listen up. 15 says, John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, this was He whom I said, He was comes after me, is preferred before me, for He was before me. And Christ will go before you, believers. Verse 16 says, and of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. Listen, full. Fullness. Food. You ever went to an all-you-can-eat buffet and you eat so much food, you're like, oh, I can't stuff another bite. Christ wants to stuff you with His Word. Listen, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Jesus Christ is the Word. We need to eat the Word. And Jeremiah ate the Word, and it tasted like honey. We can listen to Christ, convict our hearts to read the Word, and do it. It's that important, and it's that easy. Listen. And of the fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. We're full. We need to be. Listen. Grace is constantly expressed in the Bible. But we need to understand that we're children of God. And by believing we're undeserving sinners, but we can all become members of God's family if we accept Jesus Christ and have a new spiritual birth, man. And it's of the blood, it's of the blood of Jesus, church. And when we receive this blood of Christ, this love and mercy and companionship that He installs in us, then that's it. We've won. We can live a life pleasing God and not having to worry about being this person that we're not called to be. Because for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Verse 17 says, ooh! Moses was trying to figure out how to guide Hebrews, but he blew it. And we can't keep the law. So God had to send His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. And we as believers need to die to ourselves. We need to work for the common prize, Jesus Christ, not work to get to heaven. It's not about works. It's about grace. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. It was by His mercy and His love and His grace that we're even able to be called Christians, church. We have the fullness. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, because they couldn't keep the law. And Christ said, I don't want your spotted calves, your perfect lambs anymore. I am the lamb. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so no one has seen God at any time but the only begotten Son, verse 18 says. So the Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Oh my Lord, praise the Lord, he declared him. Listen, Moses the lawgiver could not even look at God's face. Exodus 33 verse 22 states it. However, the Son is we have an intimate relationship with the Father face to face, with God. God became visible to human eyes in the man Jesus. It is through seeing. Listen, the Son that we see God, we cannot see him today, but we know him through his word. The word of God, church. John chapter 1, verse 1. We see Jesus. Mark 16, 15. It was so cool because in 16, Mark 16, it says that Jesus was, listen, he resurrected. It says it in Matthew 28, 1 through 8, and Luke 24, 1 through 9. And he resurrected. He died on the cross. The stone was lifted away. They came to the stone. He was sitting there. It was awesome. He appeared. He arose early on the first day of the week, and he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. Remember, verse 10 says that she went and told those who had been with him, and they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. Listen, after that, he appeared in another form of two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told, listen, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Church, we need to have faith that Jesus is with us, even though we can't see him. He's with us. The Father and Son and the Holy Spirit are one. Echad are one. And he's for us. And the Bible says, and who the Lord is for, who can be against us? Or what? If the Lord's for us, who can be against us? Listen. These people seen Jesus. Mary's seen him. The disciples ate with him. And we as believers have this hope. We must have faith. Listen. They heard that he was alive and they had been seen by her, and they did not believe. Verse 12 says, after that he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe him either. But later he appeared to them, to the 11, as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief. Wow, the hardness of the heart because they did not believe. Church, do not become hardened, because it causes bitterness, it causes anger, envy, strife. You then start to dwindle away from God's word. You get caught up in your old behavior, whether it's money, women, gambling, booze, etc. Whatever leads you away from Jesus Christ, you start to get bent and you get bitter. You isolate. Satan's got you isolated. It's where he wants you. He singles you out. You don't want to be with your friends anymore. You don't want to go to church. You stop reading your Bible, and then bam, that's when it happens. What, Pastor? I'll tell you what happens. You're on an island stuck on a beach with nobody around and just a little ball in your hand. And you're drawing circles on it. Or you're back in the world. It's that easy. But we got to believe that Christ has given us love and that we cannot be hardened. We can't harden our heart because, see, they didn't believe those. Listen, verse 14 says, later appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of the heart because they did not believe those who had seen him. But after he had risen, and he said to them, listen, and here's what I wanted to tell you. Here's what I wanted to tell you. Church, listen. You ready? This verse is what God has for you. And he says, go and to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, he's not telling you to go talk to zebras and flies. And no, he's saying, listen, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, But he who does not believe will be condemned. Because, see, God doesn't condemn us. Satan does. God will never condemn us. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. If you are in Christ, he will not condemn you. He will convict your heart to get you back to where you belong. Church, it's important. We need to be the salt, man. We need to be the light. We need to be the flavor, man. We need to season up one another. We need to get together and talk to one another in love and say, hey, man, how are you? How's your day? We need to be witnesses like John. We need to bear the witness. We need to get out there and we need to become doers of the word, not only hearers, church. Church, by this we know love, man, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. We need to be the example. We need to set the Christ-like examples. Man, we blow it. We're blow it. But we have God's grace and mercy to help us get back on track. This is his commandment, church. 1 John chapter 1, listen. Verse 23 says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us a commandment. 1 John, man, verse 18 says, no one has seen God at any time, the only begotten son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. He's declared him. We don't need to see him. We know he's here with us in spirit. He lives inside of us. This is the testimony. Listen, this is the hope, the hatikva. This is the true hope that we believers can walk in unity and serve one another. But we can be witnesses, whether it's at work, the grocery store, whether it's at the mall, even just praying for one another and getting out there with boldness and just spreading the love of Christ. If that's what it takes, that's what it makes. That's what it's about, man, because we need to serve Jesus Christ. And God calls us to serve. We have this hope. Church, listen. We have this hope. This hope, church. And we need to share it with the world because the world is dying. And I want to read this to you because it really touches my heart. 1 Peter says, listen, therefore gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. And if you do this, church, people will see that love of Christ. And they will say, I want to taste. I want to know you. And I want to show you. Are you ready for that, church? Listeners? If you are, know that you have a heavenly inheritance and God wants to use you and he wants to be blessed. He wants to get glorified. We are kept by the power of God through faith of salvation. We have salvation and it's Jesus Christ. No other name but Jesus Christ. You guys got a problem? Take it to Jesus Christ. You want something? Take it before Jesus Christ. You need something? Take it before Jesus Christ. And he will take it before you. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, we pray by your mercy and your grace that you use each and every single one of us as we leave today, that you use us to be the witness like John bore witness. Lord, we pray, Father, we pray that you just be glorified in everything we do, Lord, and that you fill us, Lord. Continue to fill us with your love and your Holy Spirit, Lord. As we gather in your name, Jesus, we thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you guys, and we'll be studying next week. Thank you.
Has God placed it on your heart today to serve him and others? Christ calls us to minister to others and to be a true witness of his gospel. Just as God used John, he can use you today to be the light for Christ. We need to let Christ in us shine in everything we do. Please feel free to contact us on our website for prayer or to receive updates and news on what the Lord is doing at Christ Coliseum Church. Our website is www.christcoliseumchurch.com. May the Lord bless your day.